Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Psychological Obstacles Every Entrepreneur Faces and How to Overcome Them. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it, said Henry Ford. You're an entrepreneur. An individual who doesn't let fear become a paralyzing factor, daunting odds, and discouraging investors. Don't stop you from achieving your dream. You are an alpha in the sea of people wanting you to never break the status quo. Whenever you look at building a business, you are always going to be going against the status quo, because for many years, society and education always told you to go to work for the corporation, to stay there and retire and to live financially secure. In today's society, that is no longer feasible, and we have to change our mentality. You have values, talents, and gifts to offer the world. There are seemingly unconquerable obstacles that come complementary with the life of an entrepreneur, but you already know that, and it doesn't scare you off. That's why you're here. But depending on the stage of your business ventures, some of these obstacles and mental barriers may arise. Don't panic. You're still the entrepreneur you know yourself to be. These obstacles are all things we as humans struggle with in creating something of value in such a competitive, busy world. Focus on e-commerce. We walk through these common obstacles and how to ensure they're merely speed bumps on the way to your success. And remember, if you have a business, but you don't have products to sell, you can always become affiliated with a company that has products that are similar to what it is that you want to market and you want to sell, that you can earn a really nice commission off of. Where do I start? If you're already embarked on the long, arduous process of deciding the type of business you're looking to get into, fashion, dropshipping, kitchen goods, etc., then congratulations. You've done and gone further than 90% of the entrepreneurial population. The best thing you can do is to look at what it is that you have as a niche and what companies out there sell those products. And drop shipping is one of the best ways to get into it. Simple reason. When you market a product and sell it online, what you're doing is you're selling it as retail, but you're purchasing it at wholesale. And that margin is your profit. But because it's not sold in a store, but sold online, your margin of profit is far higher than what it would be, because guess what? When you sell something through a store, the manufacturer has to have a sales agent. that goes to the store. Then the store has to have a markup because they have to have a profit, because not only are they selling it to make a profit in the store, but they also have to be aware that they're paying a salary for the salesperson who's selling it on the store, in the store, and that person also makes a commission. And no matter what brick and mortar store you have, you also have to have an online presence today, because right now we're in the holiday season and we just finished Thanksgiving, where you had Black Friday, where people went to the stores to purchase, but then you also had Cyber Monday. And Cyber Monday is when people go online to purchase. And guess what? You're seeing every year an increase in sales on Cyber Monday. Now comes the even harder part, actually taking the first step to turning your idea into a tangible business. It may be that you don't have enough knowledge of your market, or maybe you aren't familiar with the technical aspects of creating and maintaining an e-commerce store. In these cases, you're lucked out in the age of the internet. There isn't much information that you can't access. Maybe it's a decisive issue. You can't make up your mind on whether you're ready and motivated enough to take the plunge. Don't worry. This is common, but you can't let it push you and your aspirations to the side. One of the most important qualities of a successful entrepreneur can have is a sense of urgency. Whether that urgency arises after a traumatic or an incident like a divorce or being fired from your job, you can't ever lose it if you want your business to continue growing. There's a world of hungry people out there that, and make sure that you never become a full one. Motivation comes in many shapes and forms, whether it's exercise, meditation, keeping your finances to a minimum to induce the hunger, etc. Just make sure it's dependable and sustainable to you. And you know what? I'm going to go back over this again. But one of the biggest ways that you, as an entrepreneur, when you're just getting started, that there's always new companies and new products coming on the market every day. And if you have an interest in that product or service, you can sign up as an affiliate for free. But once the company launches, they will require that you pay a nominal fee for a membership. That's a yearly membership. That's a one-time fee every year. But then they require that you buy product. And many of them, because they want you to at least refer three people to the business, that when you refer three people, then your product becomes free after that period of time and for the rest of the time. And then you're only paying that membership fee on a yearly basis. So there are opportunities out there. Also, if you have a service or a product that you're selling and you don't have, and you know of other people within your niche or your industry who have been successful for years and have products out there that really address the same thing that you talk about, it is a great way to market that to your customers and that and your connections, because that way, if they purchase from them and you're an affiliate with that company, you can earn as much as 20%. And you figure, if you've got a company that is marketing a $400 product and you're getting 20% on that, that's $80. And think about it. What if you sell two of those in a week? That can be as much as $160 a week. And that can be as much as over $700 a month. And that's a nice, tidy little sum, especially if you're only selling two a week and not putting a whole lot of effort out there, but just like purchasing pay per click, where you have someone who sends out solo ads to their list and you purchase from them. But you need to find out and make sure that the people that you're dealing with serve the niche that you want to reach, and whether it's another business opportunity that you're selling or whether it's a product. While the entrepreneurial legends devoted every waking moment to their business, there isn't always possible for us. You may have a family to support, a degree you're still earning. Your business model could be slow in the initial stages, and you may not have the financial cushion to take huge risks. And here's an example of two people who, while they were in college, actually instituted their business model while they were in school. For one, Bill Gates, while he was in college, he was fascinated with computers, but the computers were in their infancy stage. But he worked on developing the software that ran the computers. And so by the time he was actually a college dropout, because they didn't even offer courses in the things that he was doing, because there was no need for it at that time, because computers were just coming into existence. Prior to the personal computer, you had the IBM computers, which took up whole rooms, and that was run on DOS, and you had to literally be trained on how to write DOS. And today, the software they do and the digital stuff, that is so totally different. And then another one is Zuckerberg, who started Facebook. He actually started it in his dorm room a way for different college students to connect with each other across the country. And how many of you, like, we're in the final stages of the football season, and tailgating is a big, big issue that many colleges, that the rivalries get together, and they literally, out of the back of their car, they will take tents, they will bring food, they will cook, they will cheer their team on, and they do it from the parking lots if they can't get tickets to be inside watching the game. You have marginal benefits that come along with making decisions. And you also have costs. Our natural psychology typically leads us to take action and to make decisions when the marginal benefits outweigh the cost. Take, for example, your living space. Every day it gets a little bit dirtier with dust, water bottles, little pieces of trash, dishes, etc. We could take 5 minutes out of each day for basic cleaning. Don't. You usually wait for the grime to significantly show, the bottles in a pileup, and the sink to get full before we start cleaning. And then it takes us 2 hours to finish. This happens because at first we don't see the benefit of fixing small inconveniences worth the time in the long run. The marginal benefit isn't worth the cost. Yet when it gets unbearable, the brain decides our quality of living is worth taking the extra hours out of the day to clean it all up. The marginal benefits outweigh the cost. What does this have to do with your e-commerce site? As an entrepreneur, it's crucial you reevaluate your natural decision-making process. Your business needs to thrive, and there are a lot of little tasks that need to be done over a long period of time in order to build your venture into a successful, profitable business. Eventually, you should hire out other people to complete these small tasks so you can focus on big money-making moves. But until then, it's on your shoulders. And being the slightest bit lazy will compound into business-killing excess. The things won't show you any returns immediately, which is why it makes this one of the hardest psychological obstacles to push past in the e-commerce world. Things like choosing the proper products to sell online, setting up ads, publishing blog posts, heck, building a blog, developing social media channels, all takes time and provide hardly any instant gratification. But in the long run, if you do these things daily and conquer the mental barrier, it'll pay off and be the building blocks to your brand. And branding yourself, the biggest thing that you need to know how to do. The false productivity facade. This is a super common problem that affects commerce, entrepreneurs especially. This is when you feel like you're doing something useful, but the action really does nothing to further your business goals. The biggest culprit, tweaking your website, customizing the layouts, rewriting the copy, adding new photos. You can spend tons of time messing around and updating your website, but it is really furthering your goals. In the beginning stages of your business, no. Eventually, once you have a following of readers, website design can compound the audience and show them you are evolving with time. But as I said in the beginning, you have to simply get your website up and done. Try to move on without looking back. You've got plenty of other high-level tasks to do. The end of the day, it's all about revenue. Is your site gaining traction? Is your niche? Are you getting visitors? Most importantly, are you getting sales? Just get their site up, interact with the real people, and get them to make some real purchases. Failure versus momentum. It's easy to stay motivated and productive when you finally see results. On the flip side, there's nothing more discouraging than the massive amount of failure you first encounter when launching an e-commerce business. Momentum is the good stuff, the kind of things that push you forward and make you want to keep hashing away at your work. Things like seeing a boost in traffic, ranking higher from your keywords to SEO to search engine optimization, and being sought after as an influencer. Here's another thing to think about on your website. Always connect with Google Analytics and make sure you connect all your articles on Google Analytics. Because you know why? That's a way to gauge how much traction you're getting. Failure is the drudgery that keeps e-commerce entrepreneurs from continuing their dream. And it's really failure in a large sense, but small setbacks that make your work feel hopeless. This is the kind of stuff that causes most people to give up after a few months. Things like posting a really great article that drives no traffic and gets no exposure, or sending emails for guest posts and asking for product reviews only to get radio silence. So how can you cope with failure? In the words of Craig Valentine, author of The Perfect Day Formula, fail forwards. Also, consistency in the face of denial. You've got to keep hammering away. One of the best ways to do this is by creating a written plan that details how you're going to market your site, how many bloggers you'll contact for product reviews, backlinks, guest posts, and whatever. But all of these things work together to build your following with your website. And it's all the psychological things that we put together to make it all work together to help us reach our goals. Marketing your e-commerce site ultimately comes down to the numbers game. The longer you stick it out, the more attention you bring, the higher your sales will be. Again, nothing builds more than momentum than the pure revenue. Building a successful online platform and selling great products is a long and arduous road filled with more mental barriers than most people can handle. But you're an entrepreneur. It's never going to be easy. That's why you love it, and also why only a select few in the world are successful. Don't let any of these psychological obstacles keep you from building your dream, because at the end of the day, those obstacles can't stand up to the determination that you have. And here's another thing to think about and remember, that just like other professionals who have built a business need set up affiliate programs to help them market their products, you as an affiliate have the ability to absorb and look at some of the things that they're doing to build the success of their business and how they created momentum. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about how business has changed, and especially for entrepreneurs. And I'm going to talk about it from the standpoint of a professional speaker, because that's the area that I know the most about. And back when I entered the workforce in the 80s, as a professional speaker, you had to market yourself to associations and to corporations to have them bring you in as a keynote speaker or a breakout session speaker. And to do that, you had to have a media kit, which meant that either you paid someone to come in and videotape every session that you were leading, either whether you were building your business, and you could not do this with associations, but many speakers and what they did was they would put on seminars, and how they promoted the seminars is they would schedule dates around the country, and they would have brochures printed up, and then they would buy mailing lists and market them through the mailing list. But today, you can do that same thing from your website. You don't need to do it the way they did it in the past. And not only that, but you had to have money because you were paying someone to come in and videotape all your sessions so you can take and make a shorter video of you doing different types of presentations. You had to have a bunch of stuff. And today it's all done through your website. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And I have articles on there that you can read on different types of businesses that you can start.